Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Michael.
Yes.
Can you hear the song playing?
No. Well, I think we're on air.
I can't. Yeah, we are on air and the song's not playing, although it's counting down. So if you want to get started, sorry about that. I don't know what the deal is.
That's okay. Yeah, it's probably voice box. Well, let me pretend that we're on air. And let's say good morning, good afternoon.
Yeah, we're going to listen to the song.
Good evening. So we appreciate you tuning in to the show. And let me explain what's going on right now. I'm having internet issues, and so Rose is helping out, and we appreciate you calling in. If you would like to be a part of the show, you can call in at 347-327-9316, and then you push your 1, and you get to talk to me, and I get to help you find the answers you're seeking. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll be taking your calls. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen, and Father, Mother God, even those moments when we feel like we're up against the wall and the world is pushing on us, we know that you're always with us because you said that you would never leave us or forsake us. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for that. And Father, Mother God, I just pray for my listeners right now. Pray that you would meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs they have, that you would meet those needs. And surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. So if there's any calls, I'll go ahead and take some calls, Rose.
Okay, your first call is going to be, looks like, what is a new caller? 916. 916, you're live on the air with Michael. Can you say your name, please?
Hi, this is Diana. I'm in Florida. Yeah, I'm not a new one, but Spirit led me to you. Almost instantly, I was reading a prayer. I found an email from 2012. And it ended in, lead me to all sources of information that will further my spiritual growth and awareness of who I really am. Now, I haven't said this prayer since 2012. And then I looked on Blog Talk Radio, and Michael's on. All right. So there you go. So that's my question. Do you have any sources of information that will further my spiritual growth or awareness of who I am?
Right. Well, the one thing that I would tell you is one thing that Spirit's telling me is that things are about to open up for you majorly. I would say, like, in the next couple of months, you should see a lot of doors opening for you. Even those doors that seem like they've been closed, Spirit keeps saying that they're going to open those doors for you. So, I do feel like you'll still be traveling around a little bit, but not as much as you have been. I feel like that this year is going to be more of a year for you to find a base where you're going to stay in one place for a while. So that's one thing I'm picking up for you. And the other thing that I'm picking up is just have confidence in yourself. And, you know, I was looking at my cards earlier, and one of the cards that I was looking at was the Kiwi card, and it was talking about, respect, learning how to respect ourselves. That way others will respect us too. And so I would just continue doing what you're doing because it's working for you. So hopefully that helps.
Okay. Thank you. It's good to see you on again.
Well, I'm glad to be back on. So, yeah, I'm having a little bit of internet issue, so we're on when I can be on. So.
Okay.
Yep. So, I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate you calling in. You have a good
Thank
day.
Thank you. I appreciate
All
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're doing a little spinny thing. Are you ready for another caller?
Yeah, I'm ready for another caller.
Okay, up next you have Melvin in Georgia. Hi, Melvin. You're live on the air with Michael.
Hi, Michael. Hi, how are you all
Melvin.
Doing today?
Hi, we're doing good. How are things going for you?
It's going pretty good, I guess. You know, it's getting better. I did get a part-time job.
Well, that's good.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. But my concern is about my little, I have two grandsons, and, well, they are twins, and one of them was having some problems. He was, like, bleeding a little bit in his diaper. and he's like 2 years old. And my son had to, and his wife had to take him to Augusta, Georgia last night. And I just want to know what, you know, the Spirit has to say, you know, with his condition.
Okay. I feel like that he'll be okay. I'm glad that he's going to get, you know, checked out and stuff like that. I mean, and any time a kid is sick, you know, you're really majorly concerned. And but I feel like everything's going to be okay. I don't see, you know, anything serious. I'm glad he's getting checked out. But, you know, let's go ahead and actually pray for him. And I'll do that right now. Do you want to give us his name or?
Yes, his name is Jaden.
Jaden?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I just want to be sure I have the right name. Let's go ahead and go to prayer and pray for Jaden. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for Melvin, and we thank you for him calling in today. And we ask you to help Jaden right now. And I'm sure his parents are scared, and he's scared a little bit. And so, Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would just touch them right now and let them know that everything's going to be okay. And just touch Jaden's body right now. And we say namaste, and we say amen. And let us know, you know, how he's doing, Melvin. You know, keep us informed.
Do you know? Yes, sir.
Yeah,
do you know what caused that, Michael? What caused him that bleeding? The bleeding? Because I know he had surgery when he was a little baby on his navel area.
Right.
Yeah. And
I feel like that they're, you know, I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but intuitive. I'm picking up that it's like an internal little thing, but I don't see it being anything totally major that they can't fix. I feel like that they can fix this.
Okay. Yeah.
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 And I'm glad that you got a job. I feel like that something else is going to open up for you. I feel like a full-time job, if that's what you're looking for, should be opening up in a few months here for you.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be great.
I kept hearing like 2 to 3 months where, you know, you would have something more solid in your life and something more financially blessing you financially. So.
Yeah, definitely need it, man. I thank you for your time, and I appreciate it, Michael.
No problem. I appreciate you, and you take care of yourself, okay, Melvin?
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless, man. Right. I love you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Love you, too. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller, we have one.
Okay. Right now we have someone calling from Delaware, area code 302. You're live on the air with Michael. Can you say your name, please?
Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Good. How are you, Michael?
I am doing good. Hanging in there. I'm still kicking. So as long as we're still kicking, we're doing good.
That's good. Yeah, I'm here with Anne Marie. She's one of my friends, and you know Anne Marie. She's called in several times. But I have a question. I called in one time before, and I was wondering, do you see anything in a financial aspect happening for me in the near future?
I'm hearing Spirit say, like, in 30 days something should – I'll be breaking, so it looks like possibly, you know, next month sometime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it could be sooner. I'm hoping it's sooner, but I'm hearing like within about 30 days. And so, you know, within that time period, something should open up. So.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know. I appreciate it. And Anne Marie is here also, and she wanted to speak to you too.
Hi.
Hi. I haven't talked to you forever, so I'm glad we got a chance to talk.
Yeah, me too. I was anxious to listen to your show. I don't know if you got my email, but...
Yeah, I got your email. I just hadn't had the time to reply, and so...
Maybe you could pull a card for me, but the last person I resided with and did work, you know, renovations to a house in order for room and board... Said she put some type of Santa Rhea hex on me. I'm not so sure I believe in that stuff, but currently I'm looking for a place to live.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about the hex thing. I mean, my thing, the way I believe, is that it only works if you believe it's going to work. you know,
okay.
if you accept that, you know.
No,
and
I don't.
So for me, I don't accept, you know, curses and things like that. I just, you know, I know that people, you know, out there do believe in that stuff, and you know, that's okay if they want to believe in it. Personally, I just don't accept it. You know, I believe that spirit will protect me from all things and anything. And that's what I really feel like that spirit's doing in your life is protecting you. You know, the one thing that I keep hearing in my head is like Archangel Michael is saying that, you know, he's surrounding you with white light. And as long as you're surrounded by white light, you're protected pretty well. So, you know, just letting you know that you're protected and watched over at the moment. Let me go ahead and pull a card for you really quick. I meant to do that, and then I got sidetracked. So let me go ahead and pull a card from my animal deck today. And it's the Roadrunner. Keep your sense of humor and don't take things so seriously. Here's your card. So, you know, right now, you know, just be knowing that Spirit's going to open up something. I really feel like that Spirit's going to open something to answer your email. I feel like, that, you know, you guys are going to find a permanent place to live. Within about 10 days, you'll be finding a better location and stuff like that, where you can have a place of your own where you can call that place home. So I keep hearing that, but it's about 10 days out or so. All right.
That's
hopefully
cool.
That helps.
Joseph's doing really well. He's running tours in Machu Picchu, and he's booked doing ceremonies and stuff, hoping to come to the States, like, maybe summer or fall.
Right. That'd be cool. Yeah, I see him more in the fall here.
Okay.
States.
Thank you so much, Michael. Great to hear your voice.
Yes, thank you, Michael.
You're welcome, both of you. So you guys have a great day, okay?
God bless
you.
You too.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that we have to do is sometimes, you know, in life we take things too serious. And, you know, I think that we just all need to lighten up sometimes and just look at the situation and take a step backward and you know, breathe a little bit. Rose, did I get any other callers?
You do. You have someone calling from Texas, area code 956. You're live on the air with Michael. Can you say your name, please?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. It's been a while. Just if you could pull out a card as far as my present relationship with Dan.
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you. So could you say the person's name again that you're in a relationship with?
Dan.
Okay. I feel like that right now it's sort of slow at the moment. Does that make any sense, that it's moving a little slow?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a communication? Because I'm getting like a lack of communication, or communication is not clear. Does that make sense to you?
No, we do communicate much.
You guys do communicate?
We do. We're pretty good about that.
Okay, all right. Because I'm picking up something with communication. This could be something that might be coming up, you know, where there's a hiccup in communication. So just be aware of that. That I'm picking up something like that. But as far as this relationship goes, I feel like that it's okay. I don't see any major issues at the moment. You know, and just trusting spirit to work out all things. Let me go ahead and pull a card really quick on this.
Well, I wanted to see if that when his divorce was going to be finalized and if him and I were going to actually be after that done, when he finishes, when he's done, whatever it is that he needs to finish, if him and
okay.
I are going to be more committed.
More committed. I feel like that you'll see a change in that, a positive change in that as you go into April. And I feel like that by May, you guys will have like a commitment in place, you know, by the beginning of summer is what I keep hearing. So
by the beginning of summer. So then he might start the process or what? I mean, because basically I want to know what the holdup is as far as that.
Okay. Like I said, I'm having a really hard time hearing you, but I feel like that he will start stepping towards you and moving this relationship in a more committed way. So, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. Do I have any other callers?
Yes, you do. I'm spinning. Okay, there it goes. You have someone calling from 480. I believe 480 is Arizona. Caller, can you say your name, please?
Yes, my name's Mike.
Hi, Mike. I think I can remember your name.
Yeah. I don't think it would be difficult.
No, I don't think it would be difficult. How are you doing today?
Enjoying this 70-plus sunny everyday stuff.
Yeah, that's... It's like, I think it's where I'm at in Kansas, I think it's about 65, and so I'm thinking...
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's nice. So.
Excellent.
So, you have a question you want to ask me, or...?
Yeah, just a quick question. Been working on this deal. Client had several weeks ago signed the contract, got it extended through our group, and then actually sent kind of the start of what he was supposed to. The group has a little bit of concerns on whether he's going to be able to finish it. I just want to know if basically the client's going to be able to come through and come to the finish line with his end of the contract, which ultimately would mean I get paid.
Okay. Yeah, you getting paid is always good. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm a little concerned about this. But I feel like that there is a little bit of a hiccup in this, but I do feel like that as it finalizes, I do feel like that you'll get paid. So you will come through, but for some reason there's a delay in this. You know, I feel like that by the end of the month you should have this finalized. But there is something going on his part
right.
that I just feel uncomfortable with, and I can't put my finger on what that is. But the main thing that you asked about is, you know, is he going to finalize? Is he going to come through? And I feel like that he will. It's just going to be a little later than what you're thinking.
Oh, hey, I don't care.
Yeah. It's just going to be a little bit later than what you're thinking. But you will get paid, and he will fulfill his commitment. And so that's a good thing, and that's what you need to know. So.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in, and you have a great day, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Bye. Yeah, you know, sometimes we just have to trust spirit, you know, to work things out. And a lot of times we, you know, it doesn't look like anything's moving, and I always have the faith that, you know, things are going to move and things are going to open up. And, you know, it's when we're against that, like I said earlier on the show, you know, it's when we're against that wall, when, you know, we feel like the world is on our shoulders, where, you know, we really have to have that faith and we really have to trust spirit. So, does that have anybody else?
You do, but no one has pushed their one on their phone. It looks like they want to listen to you.
Okay. We'll let them listen, and I'll talk, and we can go from there. If you would like to be a part of the show and you're listening to the show, we do have open lines right now at 347-327-9316, and just because I'm talking, Rose can interrupt me, and if a call comes in, Rose, you can then interrupt me, and that'd be okay. So, because it's weird doing the show, because right now I'm doing the show blind. I don't have a switchboard in front of me, so I have no idea what's going on. So it's that faith thing, you know, that I talked about a minute ago. We just have to know that it's going to work, and it doesn't matter, and you know, and what's really hard for me when we're doing shows like this is I usually look at your numbers and I pick up things way before, you know, you even call in. But it's working, so we're on air, so that's a good thing. And we appreciate that. And we appreciate everybody listening today. And I just want you to know that Spirit's going to work. I don't know who this is for, but the one thing I keep picking up is you know, things are going to be okay. You know, things are going to work out. You know, it's like what I said earlier. It's, you know, it's when we're under, you know, fire a little bit. You know, I think of people, you know, that are in, you know, the Army or places like that. And when they're under fire, you know, they just have to have trust in themselves and they have to trust their comrades and stuff like that. And the one that I think the Spirit wants somebody to know today is that you're never alone. I think the one thing that our minds try to tell us all the time is that we're by ourselves, you know, and whenever you get into that place, just know that that's not true. You're never by yourself. You got angels around you. You got a spirit guide that's working with you. And, you know, it's just trust. It's just trusting that things are going to be better. You know, it's with my life. You know, my life gets thundered again sometimes, and I always think, man, is things ever going to break for me, or are things ever going to change for me? And ever since I was a little kid, I've always known that there's something bigger than me, and that's what we have always have to trust in, is that thing that's bigger than us. Rose, how are you doing today? I guess I'll talk to you.
Oh, I muted myself. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm doing okay, better than yesterday. Still a little nervous.
Yeah. Rest always helps. So.
Yes. Sleeping is miraculous for me lately.
How much time do we have left?
You have 8 minutes.
8 minutes. Okay. I'm going to do this really quick. I got 8 minutes. If the name Donald means anything to anybody, would be on the other side. Please, hit your one again if you're just listening on your phone. Even if you've called in before, if the name Donald means anything to you, really quick, we got 8 minutes to do this. So
I have an ex-father-in-law with the name Donald.
You have, okay, it could be for you. Were you really close to them?
When we first got married, yeah, because we lived with them for a while.
Okay. Yeah, just know that he's around you. I don't know why he'd be around you, but I feel like it is connecting with you. Just know that he's working with you and behind the scenes for you.
Wow, that came out of the blue. Thank you.
No problem. I know it's. And the only reason I know that it's connecting with you is I have that tingly sensation that I get as a reader. Sometimes we have to know, you know, the signs that we're tapping in. And usually for me, I get this tingly sensation, and that's what's going on right now. So
awesome.
And just,
thank you.
And he thought of you like a daughter. He keeps saying daughter. So he wants me to say that to you and let you know. So, yeah, it's out of the clear blue, but you know, that's how it goes. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. I'm glad I could connect you with him. Do we have any callers really quick, or the callers?
No, you just have several people listening to you.
Okay, that's good. Listening to me is good. So, if you would like, let me give you some information that you might need. If you would like to get hold of me to set up full readings with me, which would be awesome, would be www.insightswithmichael.net, insightswithmichael.net. Okay. And also, if you want to learn more about me, that's where you would go to check me out and all that kind of stuff. The website for the show is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Those are those websites. And if you want to get a hold of me by email, you can always drop me a line, say hi. It is youareawakening@gmail.com. Always glad when I hear from you all. So, and if you would like for us to, one thing that we need to do is we need to raise some money so we can be back on air the way that we normally are. Right now we're doing 30-minute shows because I have a free account. If you would like to make a donation to this program, you go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. So enough about that. I don't like begging you or anything like that or hitting you over the head. That never works. So anyway, it just gives you a headache. So I don't want you to have a headache. So, but we do appreciate you being a part of the show. So, I guess we're getting ready to go ahead and close out for today. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Remember, you know, one thing I wanted to talk about is that together thing. You know, it goes back to, you know, a lot of times we think we're alone and we're battling. You know, sometimes when we're under a battle, I call them battles, when it just feels like, you know, things are not working out according to your plan, or things just don't seem like they're moving, and then your mind just jumps in there and just starts beating you up. You know, that's, I call those battles. And the one thing I want you to know today, that you're not alone. You know, no matter if your brain is telling you that, you're not by yourself. It's together we will get there. So just know that. And so, all right. Well, I'm going to say goodbye to you for right now, and hopefully we'll have a closing song. And if we don't, I'll just say goodbye to you. All right, so you guys have a great day. Thanks again for listening. Rose, I appreciate your help. And we'll be back on air tomorrow, same time, 3 p.m. Central. And so we'll talk to you then. You guys have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
To be all I can be, I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Permission to live passionate.